Oh, my dear pet. It's good to see you again.
Face to face, that is.
After all, you can never escape from my whispers, flitting in and out of your pretty little head. Did you miss me? You did? I'm flattered. Looks like you found yourself quite the cozy oasis for the night. It's raining outside, but you've got a fireplace crackling and even fresh flowers by the bed.
I can see the gold you've made is being spent wisely,
but you should really indulge yourself more. You could order some wine to the room, or a cheese plate, perhaps. Don't feel like it?
Fine.
But I'm glad you called out to me. I have been meaning to speak to you, my pet. You've served me well and deserve a reward for all your efforts. More than just the new powers I've already granted you. You've made me very proud, and good pets get special treats. So, I wanted to offer you something not usually on the menu. I'm offering a night where you can satisfy your most primal of needs. And keep in mind, I can shapeshift into anything you want. Do you like beautiful women with flowing hair and sensuous curves?
Men with lean muscles and purring voices?
Or an androgynous lover with dexterous fingers and a warm smile? Do you like elves? Or tieflings? Ooh, or maybe something dangerous like a mind flayer or a gorgon? For one night, I can be anything you'd like me to be. So, what do you want? Could you repeat that, please, Pat? You
just want to be held? Well, yes. Being held is part of the experience. Limbs and tongues entwining and fingers exploring. You mean you want to be held in a non-sexual way? Just a hug?
Oh, you are too adorable, pet. Such a joker. I've never had such a request before. And why would anyone want something as simple as... Pet? Are you alright? Oh, you were serious. Don't cry. Here... Sit down on the bed with me. No, there's nothing silly about your request. I'm just not used to my pets wanting something so simple. When I offer to reward them in this way, they leap at the opportunity to indulge in their most taboo desires. Never before has one of my warlocks asked to just be... hugged. But if this is what you want, then I will give you what you ask for. Is it? All right. Let's get you nice and comfy then. Do you want to be held with us lying down on the bed face to face? Or do you want to lie against me
and be held from behind. From behind? Very well. Let me just get seated against the headboard. Come here, my pet. Lie back against me. There we go. Are you nice and comfy? Good pet. Would you like me to comb my fingers through your hair? Maybe give you a slight massage? You're welcome. I'm sorry I mocked your request. I'm unaccustomed to being seen as anything other than inherently lascivious, and you caught me off guard. Something that hasn't happened in a very long while. My hands are warm. Of course they are. My blood is laced with hellfire, after all. They're not uncomfortable, are they? Too hot to handle? They're nice. Oh, I know they are. Actually, if you like, I can press them to your shoulders and temples to help you relax. I think it's called a pressure massage. Oh, I can also show you a fun little trick I can do to help you unwind even more. A part of being able to shapeshift into what others desire is being able to change my natural scent. A lot of the time mortals prefer roses or jasmine, but for tonight, how does lavender sound? You'll have the best night's sleep of your life. Sound nice to you? Perfect. All right. Close your eyes and relax. I promise you that I'm not going to pull any tricks on you. You've earned this reward, and I'm not about to spoil that for you. I'll start at your temples to help ease those heavy thoughts you've been carrying, and gently move down to your jawline, neck, and then your shoulders. You think I don't know the burden you've been carrying? My pet, I'm your patron. I know almost every whim that passes through that pretty head of yours. You've done all that I've asked and so much more, without a word of complaint. It's been appreciated, don't get me wrong, but I've seen how weary you've become in recent nights. But you could have asked for so much more from me. Why request something as simple as a kind embrace? I agree. The world has indeed been exhausting as of late. But that's not all, is it? Come on, pet. What is it? You didn't want to be alone tonight. I see. You've been working alone for so long, and in all that time, you've had no one to support you? Oh, my sweet pet. Shh. Shh. It's okay. I'm not used to being a source of comfort to others this way. And I may not always know what to say, but if it helps ease your mind, I know you're not alone in this feeling. The world of mortals has become so much more difficult to navigate. There's war, famine, disease, death. But despite everything working against you,
You're still here, doing your best. You've come so far, my sweet pet. Working each day to the best of your ability. Doing all that I've asked while also trying to take care of yourself. It's a lot. And don't think that perseverance has gone unnoticed. I notice. And I want you to start taking care of yourself better, okay? Acknowledge how hard you work, how difficult it is, the odds that are stacked against you, and yet you still keep moving forward. Shh, shh. There's nothing you need to worry about tonight. Not while I'm here. Just relax and enjoy this experience. It does make me happy that you're not wasting the second chance I granted to you on the battlefield that day. But while I think you should make the most of every day, it's important to allow moments of reprieve so you can catch your breath, all right? That's an order, my pet. Do you understand? Good, pet. But perhaps I should provide you with an imp to assist you. I'll find one of the nicer ones tomorrow morning. Will I stay until you fall asleep? Of course, my pet. I'll stay as long as you need me. Now keep those eyes closed. Enjoy the feeling of my warm hands trailing across your face and shoulders. Let go and sleep.